Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Monticello, all distance learning today as well now. Let's head over to Maxie and say good morning. Gosh, Maxie, we finally get high school sports back, and all we're looking at winter weather conditions maybe causing disrupting things.
I just could have slid down my entire driveway. I went out to get the paper this morning. I could have slid down the whole thing. It was like, oh, boy, you know, this is the wrong temperature and the wrong moisture coming down. And you're getting that glaze of ice over the top of whatever you got, and you can't shovel it and you can't chip it away. And you go, oh, jeepers, the only good thing is kids aren't driving to school. We don't have students driving to school and buses out there. That's a good thing today. But, yeah, you said high school sports returns today. And I hate to see them get blizzarded out. The only other saving grace is there's no traffic these days, or at least relatively speaking to what it used to be, because there's so few people on the road compared to what it used to be. But hopefully, I was at a couple high school places yesterday. I was at Minneapolis North and Hill Murray High School, hockey and the basketball programs, and they're so excited to get to play again. Even with the mask is cumbersome, wearing a mask, there's no getting around it. It's just, it is what it is. There is no such thing as a good mask for competing in and for running in and for all those things. If you elevate your heart rate, and there is no mask that would work, because obviously if it did, the particles would be going in and out and you'd be vulnerable to transfer the virus. But they're willing to play through that for sure to get this season in, and there's a sense of excitement about it.
And the MIAC's going to start it up too now, it sounds like.
Yeah, very reduced schedule. They've been practicing now, so this isn't like, I don't know why they're waiting until February to start this season, because these teams have been practicing. We were at Hamlin, had a practice at Trier Rink the other day. They've been practicing hockey for a long time there. That's their home rink. And so everybody's been practicing, but they're not going to start games until February 6th. And they're just going to play seven games, and then they hope a postseason. And if there is an NCAA postseason, I don't know if there will be. I guess as of now there is. They'll be in place to do that. But, I mean, you're talking about a seven-game regular season schedule, so it's not much of a season, but it will give them something to look forward to and get a taste of.
Well, I was excited about the Wolves for three quarters last night. I said, like, yeah, they look good. They look much better. I thought particularly they had a 12-point lead at the end of the third quarter. I said, man, this lead should be like 20 at least, because they were missing some rebounds and missing some easy shots. And then the fourth quarter showed up, Mike, and I don't know what's going on with them in the fourth quarter, but they were wearing the old iron necktie.
It just a disaster. They're up by 12 points. And they get outscored 24-4, and the game's over. Memphis score 37 points, something like that, in the fourth quarter? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But just took them apart. I mean, just destroyed them. Just got. I mean, the lead evaporated like in 90 seconds, and then Memphis just took the game over. And Memphis has three starters that aren't with them that projected this season, including their star. They're down three starters. They had three guys, including Tyus Jones is starting because they've got point guard out. And a rookie, that et cetera, et cetera. And the Wolves were at full strength last night. Karl-Anthony Towns was back. He played well. He had 25 points. Beasley played well. Russell played well. The big three, if you want to call them that. And they can't get it done. And defensively, I mean, you get too many good looks, and these NBA teams are so good. And Memphis plays really hard, and they stay with you, and they make you work. That was a disaster loss again last night, and their fourth quarter collapses are just becoming their signature right now.
Hey, our buddy Tracy Clays said he's going to retire at Virginia Tech. And then, you know, he could come back as a D coordinator. He's only 52. He's sharp as a tack. But I didn't know Tracy, who you and I both like, lost 125 pounds in the last year or so. Wow, or whatever it was.
Good for him. That was, you know, he'd be the first one to tell you it was needed for his health and everything else. And perhaps overdue. But he, one thing about Tracy, he has not spent a lot of money in his life. And so at age 52, given the fact that he's been a coordinator and a head coach, he's got some financial flexibility because he's been single his whole life and he has never been noted to spend a lot. And so he is in good financial shape and he can go back to Kansas and probably sit there and do what he wants for a while. And there's a good chance with his resume that defensive coordinator position will become available either before next season or at some point in time. And, of course, those pay so well now. Maybe they'll get – maybe that'll change now coming out of COVID. But he's he'll get opportunities if he wants them to be a position coach or a defensive coordinator. He's too good not to. I mean, he's 1 year as a head coach in a Big Ten Power Five conference, and he was 9-4. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and wins a bowl game. He was supposed to get.
And wins the big bowl, a huge bowl game with all his kids missing.
Yeah, wish him. Yeah, that, I forgot about that part. Yeah, he wish him the best. And then George Patton did get the job in Denver. It sounds like.
Yep. Yep. So, you know, and probably hard for people to relate to, you know, an assistant GM and what do they do? Yeah. What do you lose? He was a big part of the fabric for the Vikings. And I don't know if, you know, the other thing you'd, if you're the Vikings that you worry about a little bit is he allowed to take anybody with him? Because that happens from time to time when coaches or executives go there. So, you know, and obviously if you're George Patton, you got to make sure that John Elway is not looking over your shoulder. Or, you know, I don't know how much power Elway still has there. Or wants to have there, or if he's turning the whole thing over to him, but that'd be the one thing you'd need to be aware of. You know, Denver's had the bugaboo that a lot of teams have, you know, since Peyton Manning was steady and getting them a Super Bowl win, they just can't figure a quarterback out. And so, you know, it's pretty simple math. Until they get a quarterback, they're gonna have trouble.
Hey, Max, you come back at 7:40 because I want to talk to you a little bit about the Wild because they're going to kick it up tonight too. So there's a lot more to talk about here this morning on WCCO. He's Mike Max. You catch him on WCCO television every day as well, and at 6:30 here on WCCO, the great show, Sports to the Max, is about as insightful as it comes. So if you get a chance, tune that in as well, or check it out at radio.com on the rewind button. Sports this morning brought to you by Federated Insurance, and they have the best way to put this is just an opportunity for businesses to have more access to learning management systems, to things like customizable risk management plans, to employee handbook builders, things like that. And it's called MyShield. It really is something. And as a business owner, I guess, how helpful would it be for you to have employee training right at your fingertips? That's what MyShield does. Industry resources that can help that business of yours reach another level of success. So Federated launched MyShield recently. And basically, it's a client destination for risk management resources. There's much more to it than I have time to tell you about, but I do have time to tell you to get a hold of one of the Federated reps and ask about this. Maybe you're already a client, then get that app downloaded ASAP. But 24/7, and it is so easy to use, but it is so helpful. And it's another great innovation from a company that started in 1904 in Owatonna, has kept their roots there since that whole time, been a great part of this community in Minnesota, to say the least. But find out about what they're doing now with MyShield. It really is something. So when you get a chance, just give a call out to Connor Quinn in White Bear Lake, Oakdale, maybe Mitch Hallstrom there in Delano, Glencoe Hutchinson, Chris Backlund, Chan Hansen, Chaska Shakopee. They all know all about it. MyShield from Federated. It's their business to protect yours.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.